brought to you by Penguin.
A Less Boring History of the World by Dave Rear, read by Miles Jupp.
Chapter 1. In the Beginning. 15 billion to 4,500 BC. Part 1. The first 14.99 billion years. A short diary of the Big Bang. 15 billion to 4.5 billion BC. 15 billion BC. Alcohol units, naught, VG. Cigarettes, naught, VVG. Waste, infinitely small. Orgasms, one, big one. Hurrah! Have finally got underway. And gosh, feels so good to let it all hang out after being crammed into single point of infinite density for so long. Think I may have overdone it slightly in first second or so, but you can hardly blame me for getting carried away. No idea what future generations will call this momentous occasion, but do hope they come up with something original. I like big climax myself. 13 billion BC. Alcohol units 2, cigarettes 12, waste expanding, surely only temporary blip. Galaxies 1. Got bit of shock today. Am not, as previously assumed, uniformly dense. It appears that in my initial enthusiasm I may have inadvertently allowed large clouds of hot gas to congregate in certain parts of my anatomy. So, oh, embarrassing. Shall have to wear my large pants to church tomorrow. These clouds of gas have, rather cheekily if you ask me, now begun to compress under force of own gravity. Some of them have even formed stars. Worse news, the stars have started to attract each other, and now I've a whole galaxy on my hands. Actually, not on hands, but let's not go into that. Desperately hoping it's just an isolated incident. 10 billion BC. Alcohol units, 20. Cigarettes, 48. Waste, still expanding. Let's not panic. Galaxies, 10 to the power of 25. Disaster! Stars attracting each other all over the place, like some kind of gigantic singles party. Now have galaxies everywhere. It's as if have come out in huge adolescent spotty rash. Really horrid. No idea what to do about it. Gravity has taken over everything. Also, some of those early stars seem to be running out of fuel. Bloody hell. What next? What if they explode like boils?
8 billion BC. Alcohol units 46. Cigarettes 117. Waste infinite. Perhaps time to panic. Supernova 1.
Holy Jehovah, supernova! What a horrible, horrible day. Everything I had feared about those stars came true. One of them blew right up in my face. Naturally, I went to see the doctor, and he told me the whole thing was bound to happen. Now he tells me. Apparently, these stars power themselves by something they call nuclear fusion, and when they run out of atoms to fuse together, they go and implode. I wouldn't mind, but they don't do it quietly. They spit out gas and all sorts. Absolutely vile. No wonder I can't get a girlfriend. The worst thing is that half of them end up as whacking great black holes, which might sound pretty cool when you say it, but wait till you get one in the middle of your navel. Not even big pants can disguise this one.
4.5 billion BC. Alcohol units 467, cigarettes 2,896, waste Marlon Brando, Earth 1.
Well, the doctor got very excited today. Apparently, I've created a solar system in a galaxy he calls the Milky Way, and he thinks it's rather special. I told him, Doc, there's nothing special about it. I've got quintillions of them all over the shop. He said, yes, I know, but this one's going to be a bit different. I can feel it in my bones. I said, you don't have any bones, Doc. You're ethereal. But apparently, he was only talking figuratively. Anyway, all he kept saying after that was, wait and see, wait and see. Mysterious old devil. I wonder what's going to happen. Either way, I don't think it'll be as good as that planet near Alpha Centauri 12. They've invented cars already. Diary ends. Life on Earth, 3.5 billion BC. It only took the Earth about a billion years to form the first strands of life, which is not bad considering it takes children almost that long to put on their shoes. The surrounding solar system had coalesced into huge lumps of rock which floated aimlessly through the void. The Earth itself was created when these lumps collided with each other randomly in violent, messy explosions, a pattern of reproduction the human race has adopted ever since. For the first billion years or so, it spent its time bubbling away as molten rock and sulfur, but eventually it cooled down into a viscous ocean of warm water.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?